apply.
Okie dokie, Smokey, let's have a look at the word of the day, because we like to stretch you, you know, give you, add to your vocabulary, make you generally a more effective, more exciting individual. This is for you, right? Don't crash the car now, concentrate carefully. The word of the day today is gregarious.
Gregarious
is used to describe someone who enjoys the company of other people. Like, for example, Justin's gregarious personality made it easy for him to get to know people at the networking event. Gregarious. Hmm. Everyone knows that, as the saying goes, birds of a feather flock together, so it comes as no surprise that gregarious was applied mainly to animals when it first began appearing in English texts in the 17th century. After all, gregarious comes from the Latin noun grex, meaning flock or herd. And it's tough to avoid being social when you're part of a flock, flying and roosting cheek by jowl or beak with your fellow feathered friends. Take starlings, for example, that congregate in massive numbers. You've seen the red wings flying around the center and Belito.
Yeah.
Well, we define the word starling as any of a family of usually dark, gregarious birds, meaning that starlings are inclined to associate with others of their kind. By the 18th century, gregarious was being used to describe social human beings as well, be they chatty Cathys or convivial Connors who relish being in the company of others. So, today's word of the day
is gregarious.